I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Perhaps you've noticed that it's an owl eruption year across the region this winter. That's when several species of owls from Canada make their way down into the northern United States. It doesn't happen every year, but there's a lot of interesting owls flying around this winter. More details when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. Four species of owls typically make their way into the region during eruption years from Canada. They include the boreal owl, the hawk owl, the snowy owl, and the great gray. In his recent Backyard and Beyond column in Outdoor News, nature columnist Stan Tequila wrote about the great gray owl after photographing a couple of them in a northern forest. Though they're remarkably tall and have a vast wingspan, the great gray actually weighs less than a couple other species of North American owls, the snowy and the great horned. Great grays, which hunt small mammals such as mice and voles, have the largest facial disc of all the owls. What does that mean? Well, the facial disc is hundreds of specialized feathers on the bird's face that act like a parabolic dish and funnel sound to the bird's ears. It helps them pick up low-frequency sounds better than high-frequency sounds so they can locate prey under the snow. Watch for the distinctive and remarkable-looking great gray owl flying around North Country this winter. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.